The Angels riding a six-game winning streak into Tuesday's game in Washington. Former Angel Howie Kendrick entering the night with 99 career home runs.
Tyler Skaggs ready to go. Bottom of inning number three. No score. First pitch to Howie Kendrick, and it's a ball that's hit well out into left center field. And up at the fence there, jumping up and unable to catch it, is Maven. It's a home run. Maven went back to the fence, and you kind of thought he might have a shot to get that one, but it got over his glove and lands out there in the bullpen. Howie Kendrick, the former Angel, puts the first run on the board for the Nationals.
Yeah, this is a fence you can kind of climb, and it's right out there by the Angels' bullpen. This is a fastball center cut, and Howie gets extended on it, and Maven drifts all the way back. And if he had climbed the fence at all, he probably would have come up with that. But Gio Gonzalez is on the last year of a six-year $53.5 million deal.
There's a pitch that's taken by Simmons, and he thought it was ball four. He is a strikeout victim. Boy, that was an odd at bat. The first three missed. The next three were all in there, including the called third strike.
And it was on that inside corner at 90 miles an hour. Somebody's on and he would definitely bunt, but other than that, I don't think he will swing the bat.
Here's the next pitch, and Cole Calhoun lifts a fly ball down the right field side, down in the corner, under, right near the foul line, near the rim of the track down that right side. Making the grab on it will be Stevenson, and that'll end the inning. So the Angels go down 1-2-3 once again, and we get ready now to move to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Nationals Park. Washington up on the Angels 1-0, 3-0 on Howie Kendrick.
Yeah, this is going to be Skaggs' last inning. We saw that. Jesse Chavez was up getting loose. If Skaggs at bat had come up, Mike Socha was going to pinch it for him.
Next delivery, this ball is lifted high in the air, and this one is hit well into right center field and gone over the out-of-town scoreboard. Kendrick goes the opposite way, and it's Howie Kendrick 2. The Angels no score here in the fifth inning.
Single-handedly taking his old team down tonight. This is a fastball, 3-0 fastball up and out over the plate, and Howie Kendrick waiting for it. So many times we've saw Howie Kendrick with the Angels go that direction with pitches inside out. Right field was his spot, and certainly this one was elevated enough for Howie to drive it into the right center field seats.
Here's the payoff delivery. This is bounced by the mound, out behind second, and then under the glove of Murphy, and that ball rolls into shallow center, and Maven is on. So the Angels' first hit of the night had a lot of National players trying to stop it. Nobody could, and on at first base is Maven with the hit.
Yeah, once this gets by Gio Gonzalez, you kind of had a feel that this is going to be a hit. Daniel Murphy comes flying across, and he tries to barehand it. He knows this is going to be a do-or-die play. The only chance of being able to get Cameron Maven at first is to barehand it, and that ball goes in and out of his hand and onto the ground, and he's getting a nice standing ovation, Gio Gonzalez.
The Nationals finish off the Angels with a 3-1 final, ending the Angels' six-game winning streak. Howie Kendrick with his seventh career multi-homer game. The first six came as a member of the Angels. Gio Gonzalez wins his 11th. Gonzalez has gone at least five innings in all 24 of his outings this season. Tyler Skaggs loses. He's 1-3, allowing two runs and seven hits over five innings. Wednesday's pitching matchup has the Angels sending Ricky Nolasco to the mound against Tanner Roark of Washington.